Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is visiting with a young man from Belleville, Texas, by the name of Caleb Smith, 8-time qualifier for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in the tie-down roping in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Caleb, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Man, it appears that you're having a lot of fun in this game.
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime you come to Vegas, rope in front of 17, 18,000 people for $26,000 a night, you know, that's a good day. So glad to be here.
This tie-down roping is a very traditional sport. Personally, it's my favorite timed event because I think there's so much going on. You've got to be a horseman. You have reins in your hand, a pig and string in your mouth, a coil in your hand, and a loop in the other. There's a lot of preparation for this event.
Yeah, it ain't easy. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years and still feel like some days I ain't got it figured out. But, you know, it's a tough sport, but I love it and wouldn't rather be doing anything else.
Yes, sir. Well, I got through about half of it. Then you have to dismount, run down the rope, flank a 300-pound or so calf, and tie up three legs flawlessly. And there's a lot of people that know how to do it very fast.
Oh, yeah. The competition these days are just tough. You know, there's a lot of young guys. You look at the field here. I mean, I'm one of the oldest guys, only at 32 years old. So that just tells you how many 20-year-old guys there are, and they're fast and ride good horses and go fast each and every night. So it's tough. You know, this was the toughest round so far. So me being here, I'm excited.
How old were you when you started, and who was key in developing your horsemanship and tie-down roping?
Obviously, my dad. You know, he got me into it all the way through, you know, junior high, high school. You know, he did whatever it took to get me to, you know, top level of roping. When I left there, I went live with Justin Moss, and I got to rodeo with him my rookie year. And, you know, the things that them guys taught me, especially Justin, he's still always in my back corner. You know, anytime I need any help roping, you know, that's who I go to now that my dad's not around anymore. So Justin, he's done a lot for me. He's a big believer in me. He tells me I'm the best each and every time. So, you know, anytime you have a guy like that, he does a lot for me and gives me a lot of confidence, even at this age and how long I've been doing this.
Yes, sir. You've had some challenges in the arena, as everyone does. Some also very big challenges outside of the arena.
Yeah, you know, everybody has challenges. Life ain't easy. You know, but I've lost some really close people to me. And, you know, we just use it as to make us stronger, you know, towards God. Because without him, anything that happens not going to be easy.
In this game, and the travel for this game on the road is very dangerous. It's probably more dangerous than in the arena. And I have seen angels on the highway and in the arena around us.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. We drive thousands and thousands of miles each and every year, all night, all day, you know, just to get to rodeos, just to make it here to Vegas to rope for $26,000 a night. But, you know, it's a different lifestyle than most sports.
Yes, sir. Final question. I always have this for the youth. What can you share with them that has made you successful?
Just believe in yourself. You know, it don't matter, you know, where you come from. You know, find you a good support team and just believe in yourself, because anything's possible. I mean, I've seen people make it here, win gold buckles that come from nothing. I've seen people win gold buckles that come from everything. So there's a wide spectrum there. And always believe in yourself and keep trying.
That's words of our champion, Caleb Smith from Belleville, Texas, 8-time qualifier for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo Tie-Down Roping. Caleb, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.